broadcasting live from the Fort Recovery Radio Studios in downtown historic Fort Recovery, Ohio, right next to Tin Man's. It's time for some sports talk with Bubba and Fee. Without further ado, here's your host, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
We're in.
We're starting?
Yep, I think we're going.
All right. Hello, boys. Welcome to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, Wednesday night here in studio.
Welcome home, boys.
Welcome home. We've been on a little hiatus, ain't we? Huh?
Where did we go? The tropics or something like that?
Yeah, well, we're on vacation.
Where the big guys go.
Yeah.
Wherever the monsoons were, because that's what we had all summer.
Hey,
you're
sinking mics, boys.
Yeah, we got to get the springs tightened up a little bit.
Yeah, well, it's not too bad. Pretty nice in here.
Yeah,
got Fee, how you been, buddy?
Pretty good.
I hear you've had some things happen in your life while we was gone.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? What do you think?
What happened?
Rumor has it. Is there any truth to the rumor that maybe you own a car business?
Yeah, I do that. I guess it has been a little while.
Yeah, congratulations on
that. Yes, sir. Bob. We're back in action. Hastings, come see me.
Hastings, they would probably be a pretty good sponsor for FR Radio.
Yeah, that has been discussed very recently. Yeah. So,
might get that done.
Yeah, if you wanted to throw a plug in right away, Harold, you can.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Big Fee and Hastings.
Yep. Fixing and selling them.
That's right. Sir. Well, congratulations. That's neat.
Yep.
It's kind of basically the same thing as it always has been, except Carl's sitting in the office instead of fixing stuff.
Yes,
is that kind of how it is?
Pretty much.
So that's not a bad thing.
Good deal. We got a big show tonight. Guess what? We got a head football coach of the Fort Recovery Indians, Brent Niekamp, going to be in studio. Right now, Brent's over at Tin Man's. We got the Queen of Hearts drawing.
Big Queen of Hearts drawing.
And the community club meeting. We just came from there, and we snuck out to get on the air. That's why we're running a little late.
We're just a little behind.
But we're glad you're out there listening. Texts are going off, so evidently we're on the air.
If you need my number, it's 419-852-3599.
419-852-9201. Shoot me a text if you got any questions or if you just want to
answer anything.
Do any complaining, because, we like to hear it. So, Fee, we had a pretty busy last couple of months here.
Yes, sir.
We know we quit. Let's see, our last show was right after baseball.
Yep.
Right? Baseball. And then the Acme had a successful little run.
Had a good run, yeah.
And now it's actually it's my favorite time of the year. I mean,
I love fall
sports. Is just,
you can't beat it.
It's awesome. We have a different mindset this year than we've probably ever had.
Yeah, we got going high expectations at the old FR,
and it's just
exciting.
I love it. It is.
We went up. Bob and I and Calpy went up last week and watched the football team at Indian Lake scrimmage, which is the scrimmage, but impressive.
I thought so too.
I was pretty happy with it.
It'll be interesting to listen to Coach Niekamp and hear what he thought of the scrimmage.
Yeah.
And just how it went, and I know tomorrow night, or Friday night, I should say, is
Friday night, yep.
Meet the team, and then we have a scrimmage with Dixie
Greyhounds.
The Greyhounds. Dixie High School. And we was down there, scrimmaged our boys' basketball team, scrimmaged down there a few years ago.
Dixie?
Yeah. So I think Coach Patch took a team down there, and we scrimmaged. But, it's going to be fun. Coach Niekamp's going to be on after our first break. Who won the Queen of Hearts? Any idea yet? You didn't stick around and draw.
Haven't drawn.
If we win, I would be in a rage.
Well, I think they have to give us a little pass. Somebody ought to be able to run over next door here.
We just go right through the wall here. Wall can't be that heavy.
They have to let us know.
Take on running.
Yeah, they have to let us know. So I think somebody would do that for us. It's not like
if we get a little dead air, we know what happened.
If we just jumped up and ran out, because we didn't like what was going on, I think they'll give us a little bit of a
So we welcome pass. Coach Niekamp. Coach, grab your...
We'll set you up, everybody.
If you want the headphones, you can want to definitely get a little closer to the microphone. I think everybody's. I think we're hearing everybody.
We got wings
okay,
from so. Tin Man's tonight. How about Tin Man wings?
Mike is. I'm going to say awesome.
Yeah. Much
awesome. So,
Coach, how you doing, bud?
Pretty good. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing great. Well, thanks for coming up here tonight. I know you're pretty busier this time of year.
Oh, just a little bit.
Yeah,
a little bit.
Okay, so. So before we start football, before we talk about anything, we got some personal questions to ask you. Mm-hmm. Because
Fire Away.
Fire Away is right.
I like it.
Okay, first of all, how's your mic work?
It's a little saggy.
We got saggy mics.
Hang on here.
It's a Viagra.
You guys got your elbows upside down there.
What we got?
We got bad elbows.
Elbows have to be up.
Oh.
It's not supposed to work.
Well, no wonder we got saggy mics.
If I pinch my fingers, I'm going to be in there. How about this?
Yeah.
There we go.
It's like an octopus
How's
up
that?
Here.
Oh, yeah.
We're looking good.
This is high tech. You agree with that? I mean, this is big.
I feel like a somebody right
you
now.
You do.
Feel
right
your, now. Fee yours is probably going to flip back down again, but you can just kind of swivel the elbow a little bit.
You need a vice grip.
I got it.
Yeah.
Just well, click her on
we'll
there.
Click her in there. Yeah, that could work,
Alvin too, Wendell but. Have that. He always used vice grips.
We'll tighten her up, Doc.
Yeah, Alvin, get her figured out.
Let's take a little break real quick. We'll thank Tin Man.
We just got on.
Well, but we're going to take a real quick break, and you guys can discuss what you're going to talk about.
Yeah,
we'll
we never discuss. It's fly by. Well,
let them fly.
Fine, take a break. You start cutting us off. This is unbelievable.
Well, what we're going to do is get everybody all fired up, and then we're going to get our sponsors all taken care of here with Tin Man's.
All right, we're back. We'll be right back right after this.
Hey, we're downtown, beautiful, historic Fort Recovery.
It
Sports
is historic.
Talk with Bubba and Fee, and our special guest tonight, Division Coach of the Year, Division 7. How about that, Brent? That's pretty damn cool.
That is pretty cool, but it falls into the category of things that won't win a game this year.
That's exactly right.
I don't know. You might intimidate some people.
You know,
never know.
It's pretty cool, though.
It's really, really neat.
Yeah, it is. But it still doesn't take away from the fact that when you got interviewed on 44, the preseason this year, you threw up during the interview.
I did.
What happened?
I did.
Whoa.
Did you hear anybody hear it? It was absolutely the miss.
I did not hear it.
What? I was just about dying.
I think during the break, you said, we're not going to embarrass you or throw anything at you. And the first words out of your mouth.
No, you should. If you watch that preview, you'll see it for sure. Because I just ate about 3 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and chugged the Gatorade before I ran out there to do that.
Oh, classic. I loved it.
That ain't bad.
So, we're going to talk football here, but we got to talk about some other things. First of all, I just met with Smitty, sitting with Smitty, and he's really down on the traffic flow on Wake Street right now because what are you doing? You putting a new roof on?
Yeah.
And the whole road's blocked.
You're blocking the road, ain't you?
I can't get home. I was 10 minutes late for lunch today.
I can't pick anybody's car up on that end either.
Anybody that climbs the top of that roof, you should pay them $50,000.
I can't believe we found people to do that.
Somebody's going up there.
It had to be pilgrims because there isn't any.
Jason, man.
Yeah. I'm saying. You're kidding. Jason.
Yeah, get up there, guys.
That's
a long ways up. I've been up there twice, and it's
scary. Oh, my God. That is
my roof isn't that high, but it's got a real steep pitch, and there wasn't one person locally that would even think about
it. They said they're out.
Pilgrims just ran up and down there like it was flat.
Yeah. Yeah, that's. So let's talk a little bit about football season. Talk about last season. You know, we're coming off of, what was we last year?
7-5.
Yep, 7-5.
7-5 made it to the second round of the tournament. Got beat by Marion Local at Walpock.
Eventual state champs.
Yeah. We had, we lost, what, 8 seniors? 11 seniors?
We had 10.
10 seniors.
Yep, 10 seniors.
And a nucleus of pretty good football players, you'd have to say, right?
Yeah. Yeah, all those guys played. Some of them were more in just like role positions, but all of them played special teams here and there. So yeah, it's a lot of guys to replace, and a handful of those guys played every down. You know, like Seth Regal or the Shane boys; those guys were every down players. And and obviously, what Cole brought to our team last year was pretty special. So those are going to be some big spots to fill.
Absolutely. So you come into this summer and coming off of a playoff run and expectations and the kids had to be upbeat. I mean, did you notice
that the expectations are sky high?
Right.
Like, I like it.
Like in the wintertime, in January and February, all those guys are talking about this coming football season, when they're in the weight room and working out and stuff. And, I think it's great to have those expectations, and we got to kind of temper that somehow. Like we went to our scrimmage the other night, and we had a few bad plays, and our guys got really kind of rattled.
Absolutely.
We said, well, it's because they want to win the state championship.
They want to
win every play.
Right.
And we got to just – it's a day-by-day thing of just taking steps and getting better. And
yeah, you know, Brent, it's a lot like our baseball season this year. When we were – what did we win, 14, 15 in a row?
Yeah.
And then we got beat, and it was like our – we was deflated a little
bit. Yeah.
Because we were on such a high, how are we going to handle
– right.
tough times,
right.
And we come back and eventually got into it, but we're probably going to face some of that this year.
Oh, there's no doubt that we got to get ready to face some really hard times, because that's just what
nature of the beast,
right?
It's going to be tough.
But I think we're going to be able to face some of those pretty effectively.
Oh yeah, I tell you what, going up there last week and watching your scrimmage, I mean, I thought we looked really good. I mean, the kids are huge. I can't believe how big and strong and quick our kids are. I mean, I just think your line's going to have to be one of your keys this year. I think they look really good to me.
And that's kind of the dilemma that we're in, is they're almost all new. Most of the guys on last year's line were seniors. Like four of those guys were seniors.
Guys.
So now we got kids like Kyle Kanapke, Tyler Atchison, Nathan Ontrop, and Kalen Rockwood all stepping into those spots, and those, they're capable, they're good athletes, they're guys who played different roles last year, and now they're going to have to be full time, and we got to get a group together that can, you know, we got to get the right combination up there. Matt Keese is another one that's stepping into that,
right,
to that discussion. So I think we're going to be very capable. Like you said, this is probably the biggest group that we've had since I've been coaching here. They're a bunch of big, tall, strong dudes.
Right.
And I think we'll get them there, but that's an area of concern right now.
Yeah. So you go into the off season and you know, in the past, you know, we've been on the other end of that, you know, and our numbers have showed in the past where. You know, we were fighting 35, 34 kids.
Yeah.
This year, your numbers look like what, Coach?
We got right at 50.
Which is?
That's the biggest team I ever had was in 2007. We had 53.
Okay.
But so usually, usually we're in the low 40s. So this is about as big as we've ever had.
So do you contribute that to the success of the program, or do you consider it to recruiting the kids or peer pressure, or what's the deal on the more kids? What
I would say that mostly it's just guys who've had a good experience in junior high and then have also had a good experience playing freshman and sophomore JV ball and moving up that way. Well, there might be a kid or two that gets kind of infatuated with the idea of being on the good team and the tournament and that kind of thing. But I think it's more just last year we had three schedules. We played a varsity, a JV, and a freshman schedule, and I think that has something to do with it, because those kids are playing a lot of ball then.
Absolutely.
Those freshman guys who, if we don't have that freshman schedule, a lot of times they're just practicing and watching. They go to those JV games, but they don't play. So we decided last year that if we could possibly do it, we were going to have freshman schedule, even if we had to go with 13 guys and go play a football game, just so those guys could play a game. And then they end up having a really good year and having a lot of fun. So I think that's a big part of it, too.
So is that the schedule again this year? We're going to try the same thing, you think? Or?
Yeah, and we'll do that. I'll do that from here on out. I always felt like before, I always had to have enough guys to try to do that.
Get it done.
Now, I'm just going to do it.
Figure it out on the way.
Because I think it's so beneficial for those kids to be playing a lot.
Absolutely. Yeah. What's your junior high numbers look like, Coach?
They're high, too, that we got, I think, between the two grades, something in the low 40s, 42.
Good.
Yeah.
Your junior high programs, I mean, for the last probably 4 or 5 years, we've competed with everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really good.
Yeah, I think that's helped, too. It's not that you got to win every game in junior high, and it's not that you sometimes it can turn into, well, you just give the ball to your stud, and if he's good, then you have a winning team. And that's not really what it's about either. But I think you do want them to feel like they're accomplishing something and that they're learning and getting better, and then they want to stick with it.
Yep. Absolutely. So we're going to talk about the kids and break it down later on, but we're going to talk a little bit about your staff and how we got to where we're at. And you've got a continuity of your coaching staff, and that's got to be a huge plus.
Yeah, yeah. You know, over the years, it's been kind of a revolving door, and that's kind of the nature of it in a small town anyways. You're always going to have some turnover. I've been really lucky to have Dave Blockberger with me. This will be my 11th year. It's hard to believe.
It is. It's unbelievable.
And Dave's been there the whole time, and it's been a real steady guy for me to lean on. And, you know, Toby, he graduated like in 2009, I think.
Mm-hmm. Somewhere near, yeah.
So he started with the junior high right out of high school.
Yep.
And made an impact right away, and then obviously moved up to the high school coaching last year with us. And we did lose Zach Sudoff this year. He got a teaching job, and he's going to coach at Versailles now, actually.
So what was his position, or what was his?
Zach coached the defensive line and tight ends and JV, the JV yep. defense.
Yep. So your staff, you got you and Block and Toby, and then also you have Kirk Link?
Yeah, Kirk. And this is his third or fourth year with us. Probably his third year with us. He did at least a year, maybe 2 years junior high before that.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then we got, for the first time this year, we got Tyler Webker.
Okay, good.
He's a good addition. He's absolutely real enthusiastic, eager to learn. He's a lot of fun
he
to have.
He sucks playing fantasy football. I mean, guy has no clue. He's the worst. Yeah,
that's exactly
he takes
right.
every right. cowboy.
Yeah, well, yes. okay. Cowboys takes them all.
He just takes them all.
He just gets killed.
I mean, I don't get it. You know, you take a guy with some
you
football.
Think a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I don't get it.
So, what's his area going to be?
He's going to take Zach's spot. So he's working with our tight ends and defensive ends. And something I just realized the other day was that through our whole staff, high school and junior high, there's only two guys there that weren't players at Fort Recovery.
Who is your junior high coaches?
Kevin Eich.
Yep.
He's our head junior high coach. And then Cody Feely, Jordan Stugler, and Craig Garman.
Oh.
So you got out of nine of us, two of those guys didn't grow up in Fort Recovery and play for Fort Recovery. And then for me, what's neat is a lot of those guys played in our program.
Yeah.
You know, Kirk and Tyler did not, but Toby did. And Cody did, and Craig did, and Jordan did.
Yeah.
So I think that helps build a lot of continuity too. We all kind of understand how
big
things are supposed to work.
Yeah. They know, you know, things change, details change from year to year, but the overall thing is, you know, they've already bought into it a long time ago.
Right.
And they can bring what they know back to it. That's great.
So we're gonna talk a little bit about the. We got lots of questions here for you. Our phones are going off. We'll talk a little bit about our individual kids and what we're facing this year. So let's take a break. We'll be right back. Bubba and Feet.
And give the guys a chance to eat some wings.
There you wing go. Eaters.
Tin Man's Wings. Brought some over for us, and we do appreciate it. I think we're back.
Hey, we're back here with the Bubba and Feet Sports Talk Show. We're talking a little football here with Coach Niekamp. So, Coach, we just talked a little bit about the scrimmage. You thought it went fairly well after you watched tapes.
Yeah, it was a pretty typical first scrimmage. You know, you're going to go as a coach, you go through it and look at all the things that you want to do better. But the main things were, I thought we were the more physical team. I felt that way, and for the most part, we executed what we needed to. Personnel-wise, we still have a few question marks that I don't
think. Can you guys hear me eating these wings or not?
Yeah, it's really loud.
Yeah, but it's okay. It's okay, Bob.
Away. So
that's why Mike sent them over, so people could hear us eating them.
<That's> so, good advertising.
So you know,
good advertising.
Well, he gave us to them for free, so we're gonna push them.
So, Brent and I, a lot of people, and me included, when you go to a scrimmage, I mean, we kind of talked about this. I mean, you just script off plays, and these are things we want to do. And I mean, you're not in game situations. You know, you're not trying to stop them and do different things. You know, you're running stuff,
right,
trying to know what you got to get better at.
A lot of it is that's the first time we've faced a different team, so there's a lot of things that we want to run so we can see it on film.
Yeah,
and then can use that to teach the guys how it how it's supposed to
what
look.
What went right and what right. went wrong.
So, yeah, that happens on offense and defense. There were things that Block was calling that we may not have run against a team that was doing that, playing that particular defense against mm-hmm. us. And then vice versa, there were things that I was calling that maybe there were some blitzes that I called that I didn't need to call, but I wanted to see them
yeah.
on film see and how see how we see how the coverage looked and all and that kind of thing.
So breaking down your lineup this year, and how many kids do you see going both ways?
Probably quite a few, especially early on. A few years ago, we would always have the discussion. Us coaches would have the discussion early in the year about how many guys both ways, and trying to keep guys from playing both ways if we could. And finally, I kind of decided that I'd rather have the best players on the field first,
yep.
and let those guys that were iffy work their way in later on.
Yep.
It seems like what happens if we do it the other way, if you got a kid that you think is a player, you play him on one side of the ball, and then he's not doing it, and you have to put somebody else there, then he gets dejected and mm-hmm. gets, you know, it works right. better the other way, yeah. I think. Keep right. those guys playing some JV, give them some reps on special teams, and give them some reps here and there, and then when it is their chance, then they're ready to come in.
At least, a lot better, yeah.
It worked for us last year with Speedy and Tyler Atchison. They both had to step in at different times.
So, Coach, you're coming in here, and you got your – I mean, looking at it, you got a quarterback that has unbelievable ceiling.
Oh, yeah.
You know, his ceiling. He's a junior this year. He's he started every game for you last year.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
and you know, we're talking about Caleb Martin. And Caleb had a hell of a summer. Is that
oh,
correct?
Yeah. He went – traveled all over the place to different camps. You know, if you look at his Twitter picture,
groovy.
He's sitting there with Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah.
But you can tell he's spent a lot of time and has studied. You know, he spent a lot of time not just at the camps and everything, but also with Block, really learning our offense. And I think he's going to have a lot of freedom this year to audible and to get us into the right looks because he understands things well enough.
Right. Well, you got to have that from your leader, too, don't you?
Yeah, yeah. And you know, it also helps to have an arm where you can make
right.
a lot of those throws.
And he's also thrown to a kid that's preseason first-team All-State in West
yeah.
Winning.
Yeah.
And Wes had an unbelievable summer.
Yeah. Wes, you know, Wes, he was to a lot of the same camps that Caleb went to, you know, we've had a few coaches in to look at both of those guys. So that's exciting. And when that happens, that's exciting for everybody. You know, when a college coach walks in the weight room to see somebody, you watch everybody else start working a little bit harder.
Yeah, yeah.
I think our air conditioning might have malfunctioned. It has heard some sort of
a frog
odd noise.
So
somehow it's leaking gas.
And we're talking a little bit about your offense signing ball. And you got to replace your All-State running back. So what you got Kyle, and then what do you got back there?
Kyle, he looks really good. And Will Holman, every day in practice, Will makes somebody look silly.
Yeah.
And they're usually pretty good players. And then he lets them know.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that out of Will.
Will does that?
He's really,
that
really
just doesn't
fun
seem
and
right.
competitive. And
right.
So he's pushing there. And Cole Deuce looks great with the ball in his hands, too.
Yeah.
Carrying the ball.
That kid is chiseled.
Yeah.
Jesus.
He's really put together.
He is.
He had a nice scrimmage. He had a tackle or two for loss, I think, at defensive line. And then he got a couple of carries where I thought he really hit the crease well.
Good.
So, yeah, there's going to be a few guys. And, you know, one guy that we haven't really talked about on offense much because he's been working out as he's kind of our number two quarterback, like our emergency guy, is Jason Reisner.
Mm-hmm.
Jason
mm-hmm.
can run the ball well.
Yeah,
he understands how to follow blockers, and he's strong and runs it hard. So I think eventually we're going to have to use him someplace on offense and figure out where.
He's an aggressive
kid.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know who he was. We walked up, and we were trying to figure out Who's this kid? Because he was in on every defensive play. Mm-hmm. He looked like he was just attacking. I like the way he plays.
Yeah, he's really a smart player. Mm-hmm. He's and as a
you got a few of them this year.
Yeah,
Yeah, you ain't got like the Lucas and Shire boys and the kids that go stand here, boys. You know, God love them.
Well, I'll tell you, there are some pretty, there's some really smart kids in our.
So, who else would be your wide receivers coach?
Wideouts would be Wes, Speedy.
Speedy,
yeah. Okay. Tanner. If we went with a four wide set, we'd have Darian. Those would be the four.
Okay.
Usually.
Wow.
That's
pretty good.
Yeah. It is kind of crazy to look at, you know, where we were at talking about personnel a few years ago, like you said, and we have personnel groups now.
Yeah.
We have our four wide receiver group. We have our one tight end group, our two tight end group,
yeah,
our three tight end group, and we put Andrew Stocker in there and tell him to go try to run over a linebacker.
Will Andrew play any offense as far as fullback?
That personnel tight group. End? Yeah. We call it, if you watch it, he's going to look like a fullback. Yeah. We call that our third tight end.
Okay.
And then we move him around and do all kinds of things with him. But it's another guy that we can get in there and.
Yeah, out of those four receivers, I'd say there'd be a lot of schools that'd like to have whoever you might figure is our worst one would love to have that as their number one.
Yeah.
Well, that's four great kids and four great sets of hands and four great receivers.
Absolutely. And that makes it hard for teams to just stack up on Wes.
Right.
You got three other guys that catch the ball.
Yeah.
He's going to see a lot of double teams, I'm sure. Isn't he?
Yeah, I think you're going to have to.
Yeah, at least for the first part of the game until they get burned so bad with the other guys. I think that'll be good. That's going to be awesome.
So you we'll kind of talk about the offensive side of the ball. And then your line. Let's talk a little bit about what you got your anchor and your center.
Yeah. Yeah, we got Cheese.
Double
back.
Cheese.
Double yep. Cheese.
And I'd say if we went into a game tomorrow, it would probably be Kyle Kanapke and Kalen at the tackles. Kalen Rockwood.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the guards would be Tyler Atchison and Nate Ontrop.
Tyler Atchison's a kid that's going to go both ways, ain't he?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That kid is impressive looking.
He's
good looking football
player.
He's
big, strong, and fast, and he's really come a long way in learning the game. He's a much smarter player than he was a year ago, and he loves to hit people.
Yeah.
That's always a good thing in football.
Yeah. Well, his attitude at linebacker is, I want to pay real close attention to my keys and figure out where the ball's going because I want to drill that guy.
Yeah. I'm going to get that guy.
Yeah,
I want to find him.
That's kind of a nice attitude to have for your linebacker,
yeah,
ain't it?
Yeah.
So that's pretty much our offensive side of the ball. I know you got some kids that are going to battle for playing time.
Yeah. And, you know, I spoke about, you know, our four wide receivers, really, we'll play with a tight end more often than not. And there's four guys that we've been rotating at those spots. For usually two tight ends, but sometimes three. Ross Homan and Adam Lefevre. And then Ryan Braun is a sophomore who's a big target.
Another big target.
Yeah, he looks good catching the ball. And then Andrew Stocker. And Andrew's really our bruiser.
Right.
And we could get into a lot of different looks offensively and look totally different from one series to the next.
So we'll take a break. We'll talk about the defensive side of the ball. Right back here with Coach Niekamp, Mr. Harold Feely.
Yes,
sir. McSpence. Be right back. Bubba and Fee Sports Talk.
FI Radio.
Take a couple of little seconds to eat some Tin Man Wings.
Back here with Bubba and Fee Sports Talk. In studio with
talking football.
Talking football with Coach Niekamp. I love it. Love it.
It's time.
I loved it when we were 2-8. I loved it when we were 2-8. This is awesome.
Yeah. It is. It's a neat time. Coach, we talked a little bit about the offensive side of the ball. Defensively, I know we got our whole defensive backfield back, right?
Yeah, pretty much. We lose Nathan Lochtefeld, and he had a really breakout year last year.
Mm-hmm.
But we got kids there that played.
Yeah.
Speedy played before, and Kyle, and then Wes and Tanner both. So, yeah, it's like having four starters back.
Yeah.
Up front, almost all the guys that we're putting up there are guys who played last year, maybe not started but played a lot. The three linebackers are all brand new because we had three seniors there.
Yeah.
So that's another one of those places where that's going to be important how well we can get that group playing.
Yeah.
The good news is, so far, they're playing pretty well.
Who you got there,
got
linebacker?
Some good kids there,
it's Jason Reisner and Tyler Atchison and Ross Homan.
Three
pretty tough kids.
Yeah.
It'd be nice if a couple of them were about 6 inches taller, but
Well,
I like tough.
I'll take it right now. Tyler's the biggest middle linebacker I've had for sure. Yeah. He's like 6'2", 220.
Right.
Yeah, well, I keep remembering back to Ross Overman days.
Oh, yeah.
When people would look out there and say, who's the midget? And then then about three plays in, they'd say, good thing he ain't 6'6".
Yeah.
They'd have, the whole team would be dead.
Defensive line coach you got?
Nathan Ontrop and Adam LaFever.
Okay.
They both played last year. They both played a lot, too. I think they probably rotated with Tony Keller there, and Tony graduated. And then D tackles, Kalen Rockwood played some last year. But those two sophomores are pretty exciting, Andrew Stocker and Matt Keese. Mm. They're just real big, strong, athletic kids. And I think they're going to be hard for a lot of people to block.
Toby had a Snapchat of Andrew Stocker blowing up a play. He had it on.
Oh.
And
launched the kid.
He launched that kid. And I'm like, wait a minute. Is that, this had to be against a junior high.
That's not good.
It wasn't against a junior high. Andrew will hit you.
I won't say who that was, but it looks like he jumps off the ground.
Yeah, look good. So you here we sit, and then we're a week basically from your opener. Friday night, we got Dixie coming up here.
Yep.
And we're having, what time's that start, Coach? Go with
you. The meet the team starts at 5:00.
Okay.
That's the meal beforehand. They'll introduce the team at 6:40, and then the scrimmage starts at 7:00.
Okay, and who's putting it on? The moms doing it?
The football
moms.
The moms, the parents club.
Gotta make sure we get up there. Let's get a big crowd up there to meet the kids. That always helps to make a little money there. Start out the season. And
should be a lot of fun. Junior high guys are going to be there. They're going to be introduced also, and then I think they're going to be on the sidelines with us, so that'll be pretty cool.
Good. That'd be neat. So you got...
So that's a 7 o'clock start instead of 7:30, so get there early get there before that for
weather
the meal.
Weather sounds absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah. And the meet the team.
Weather looks great. So we look at our schedule, and we're in the without doubt, the toughest conference in the state of Ohio, and proven last year with three state champions.
Yep.
And the expectations for this conference is really good again. I would think it's the same three teams are probably the favorites to finish.
I would
up
say
top.
Going in, yeah, sure.
I mean, it's hard to.
You probably didn't hurt your feelings. Marion moved up a little bit there. That probably didn't hurt us at all, did it?
No, that was okay.
That's okay with us. Yeah. Good luck with them up there. Have fun.
The big thing, and you'll probably hear every coach in the conference say this, the real challenge is somehow getting in. That's even what Tim says at Marion. They've had some unbelievable teams lately. Mm-hmm. But even when they've had their good teams that have gone and made tournament runs or even won state, sometimes those years it's been a struggle just to get in.
Oh, they've been a sixth seed or seven? Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So everybody's talking about what's the number that we got to get in the postseason.
I think
then anything can happen.
I think maybe it might have been St. Henry. It was one of those teams that the first year they went to 8 instead of 4. One of our teams in our league was number 7 and just blew everybody out and won the state.
Yeah.
Because they were kind of wondering, should we have done this? Should we have gone to 8? Well, yeah. State championship was number 7 seed.
I got a text here from Greg McClurg, and Greg says, what's your take on the league and as far as top to bottom? Coldwater and Marion and Minster. And, I think, if I remember right, Versailles has got the Peters kid. What's that kid?
Yeah, Peters is back.
We couldn't tackle him last year.
Yeah,
he's back, and the Versailles will be tough again.
Yeah.
I think it's hard to tell because I haven't seen Coldwater live.
Right.
In a couple of years. We did a 7-on-7 with them. They got some good-looking athletes. Marion, I think, will be very good again, even though they're young. But they're probably as good as anybody at being really good at the end of the year, even when they have a reloading year. But I think it's going to be a real war between about 4 or 5 teams.
I was just going to say, I think that the top is not as top. And the middle was coming up.
Yeah.
And I think that...
Yeah.
That
which should make for an exciting year.
Well, there's going to be a lot of weeks where it's going to be high stakes and should be great games.
Yeah, that's right. So we open up. We open up with Lehman at home. Is that right?
Lehman at home.
Okay, yep. And Lehman lost a lot, but they're going to win a bunch of games. So that's a great game to have.
Yeah. If we can get them, chances are they're a good computer point
They'll
game
get you
for
some
us.
Points.
And we saw them. We went down and watched them scrimmage. St. Henry went down there last Saturday and scrimmaged down there. We watched them scrimmage St. Henry, and they got some decent athletes. You know, their quarterback is a kid who can make some plays. Reminds us a little bit of the kid that St. John's had last year.
Okay,
that little quarterback,
right.
Good runner. You know, so that should be. That should be a fun one. And that'll tell us a lot about where we're at, too.
Yeah, that's right.
How we do in that game.
And the first two are both.
Yeah.
I mean, Fort Laramie's your next one. That's,
you're
looking at a lot of computer points. We can get a little 2-0 start. That'd be awesome.
Absolutely.
That'd
that's
be awesome,
critical.
Of course.
And that goes back to what I was talking about before. How can we get in?
Yeah.
What combination of is it going to take to
get
in?
Any way possible.
Right.
We need one in. That's right.
That's right. It's going to be.
So how many teams, Lehman, Laramie, D7s, Minster, us,
New Bremen, and St. John's.
Okay, so 5-5, right?
I think so.
And then we have Marion, St. Henry, Anna, Versailles.
They're all six.
Parkway.
Six,
so
six, yeah.
So yeah, it'll be. Yeah, God dang it! I can't wait.
Cannot wait. So Coach, you know, a couple questions here. So this year, you know, one of the things that we talked about, we are kind of we were the hunters.
Yeah.
And now we're going to be the hunted this year.
Oh, yeah.
And that's going to be something
it's
different mindset.
It's this whole preseason has been a little bit strange because it's a position that I'm not familiar with. And, you can bet when we go play at Fort Laramie. We're going to be they're going to be gunning for us big time.
Oh yeah, after last year.
Yeah.
In the tournament.
Yeah, that's right.
But it's so much fun this year. I mean, it's
Man,
when you go into a
no
season
doubt.
Knowing that, you know, if things go the way we think they should, that's going to be another.
Just hearing a couple of the kids talk, they really really like being the hunted. They like to be that one that people have to come chasing now. I've only heard a couple of kids talking. I haven't talked to them, but they all seem to be, they like being the one that everybody's going to have to beat now.
There's bugles in the Tex Mex now. Did you put them in or did they come that way?
Yep. Somebody at one of the parties I was at recently threw those in with the, they made a Tex Mex with bugles, and I thought, that's pretty good.
I love bugles.
Bugles are good.
Huh?
Bugles are good.
They're good. What else you got, Faith?
How about your strengths? What do you think? I mean, if you said right now, boy, I think our offense is going to be the key, or our defense. I mean, last year I think we were pretty damn good. I mean, solid both ways. You had a great running back, which made a huge difference. But I mean, these three guys that you got in the backfield that you're talking about, this could be another neat year for them.
Yeah. Well, I think just looking at personnel right away, it's nice to have that quarterback that you can lean on who is experienced.
Yeah,
you know he's been through it and he's got the tools to make all those plays, paired with a receiver like Wes.
Yeah.
Because that alone makes it so people can't just stack up in your running game.
Yeah.
So then that gives the guys in the backfield a chance.
They got a chance. That's right.
So the ability to be flexible offensively is huge.
That is big for us. You know, it's just going to be fun. I just can't wait. I'm ready to go right now. We got, like you said, what's our third game? Our first game in the MAC is Anna.
Anna comes to town. Yep.
Comes to town. They'll be tough. They're always tough.
Yeah, they're always going to
have good
some
numbers.
Good athletes, good numbers.
Yeah.
No question. And it's going to be interesting because they've had, you know, Rioch was there for so long, and they pretty much did the same thing for years and years, and it's all going to be different now. So
yeah, new coach, that's right.
Something that we're going to have to adjust to.
So I want you to take us inside a locker room before a game, okay? And I've never been in a football locker room. Fee's never been in a football locker room. A lot of the guys that listen, they ain't never been in a football locker room. So I want to know how it works. You guys get there, games, what time game? 7:30?
7:30, yeah.
You have the kids get there at what time?
kids get there at 5:30.
5:30. And then you go out? You meet with them before they go out, or how's it work?
We talk to them at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
And they start getting dressed, start getting ready. The specialists go out at 6:30, and we start our pregame from 6:30 on. We do our routine out on the field. Usually, I tell those guys for a home game, they got to be there by 5:30. They're always early.
Right.
And before the game, we let those guys kind of screw around, go out on the field, walk around, throw, you know, play catch, just don't turn any ankles,
right?
That kind of thing. But then at 6 o'clock, it's time for everybody to go in, time to start getting ready.
Okay.
And then we have the different groups that come out. So at 6:30, that's the specialists, the kickers, the punters, the returners.
Okay. Have you met with the team yet? Have you gave them the rah-rah yet? How's that work?
The rah-rah thing is pretty overrated.
Okay.
The rah-rah thing that I do, it takes about 10 seconds right before we go on the field to actually play the game.
Okay.
Everything else before that is very routine, very business-like.
Okay.
So I might give them a little, I don't know, I'll talk to them a little bit at 6 o'clock, but it's not a big speech. Because really, everything that we've already tried to put in and do, it should be done by then.
Yeah.
And they get tired of listening to me anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, teenage kids don't want to listen to a guy stand in front of them and talk. So we go out on the field, go through our routine, go back in the locker room. You know, the kids relax a little bit, listen to some music. And then, you know, just right before we go out, I'll try to usually what I tell them is just echoing the things that we've been saying all week. If we have a particular word or idea that we've been, you know, like if we didn't finish well the week before and we've got to finish, then that's going to be the gist of our before we go out on the field.
Right. Before you go.
Right. So kids come in. You got a bulletin board, you write up there everything, or how's that? Like, you got a chalkboard and you say keys to win. Do you do that? I mean, is that like a basketball, like patch?
Brenzy used to do that too. We'll talk about specific situations that we're going to see and to be ready for, but we don't necessarily put it on the board right before the game because that's what we've been doing since Monday.
Yeah.
You know, we draw it up Monday. We walk through it Monday. We see it live Tuesday and Wednesday. We review it at a walkthrough on Thursday. So they've heard it quite a few times. We may draw up an adjustment, like, okay, we think they're going to adjust to this formation a certain way. If we don't see that, we want to do this. And then we'll do the same thing at halftime with whatever we're getting from them. But a lot of it's just trying to make sure that guys are in the right place, looking at the right things, thinking about the right things, and being ready for what they're going to see so that they can be confident and play really fast.
Yeah. So you get... So we have two-a-days. Now, is it still... It's called two-a-days, but what do you do? Do you do a long four-hour practice, or do you... They work, they go home, come back?
We don't go home and come back, but we consider what we do two-a-days. We take like a half-hour break. We're on the field for 2 hours. We come inside, eat a little bit, rest a little bit, go back out for another 2 hours, and that's our day. And that was the last 2 weeks. This week, we're on to one practice a night. The week of our second scrimmage, we typically go to a one practice a evening schedule, more like a game week.
Yeah.
We treat it more like a game week.
He's thrown up again, boys.
We're losing.
too many wings.
I thought he was going down. Long the coach was choking on a chicken wing.
Well, I think maybe Tin Man, you might have put a little too much spice on that one.
Oh, God. Rockers here.
Rockers.
Okay, well, we want to thank everybody for listening.
we're going off the air now.
Yeah.
Rocker came in. We're going off the air.
Did I win the Queen of Hearts? Spence won it all?
I get $4,000?
No. Why not?
Who drew it out? Rocker, you absolutely suck at drawing out.
Bad.
At least you drew my name. That's good.
Yeah, good point.
I got 17 of my $300 back.
Not bad.
No, that's not bad.
So, Brent, I got a thing
that's
here.
1%.
This is from...
5%.
This is a good one. This is from Coach Vaughn. All right. And he
Coach
wants
Jeff
to know.
Vaughn?
Yeah.
I like that guy.
He wants to know if he gets as cranked up as you was at Jay County in 1999 during the national anthem.
There's no way. No, I...
Is there...
I don't think my players would recognize that guy if they saw
I don't seem to remember that. What's the story on that one?
Oh,
I don't know if that can be.
That was just kind of part of my role on that team back in high school.
Oh, okay.
And you know, kind of make sure that guys were amped up to play.
Yeah.
No, we're talking about the basketball, right?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. But we did some of that stuff in football too.
Yeah. Who's your leaders this year?
Wes, Caleb, Adam LaFever. They're all good vocal leaders. Ross Homan.
Ross, it doesn't seem like he would be the kind of guy that would say much.
I can see Ross being a little vocal.
Yep. Those guys all do a great job. Tyler Atchison. Tyler's not, he's not the most vocal guy, but he is just all business all the time. Mm-hmm. And Jason Reisner is similar. So those guys are doing a great job.
Yep. Tyler, he's kind of a lead by example.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the way to be.
Yep, that's a really good
way. So we talked a little bit about, how about your special teams? Who's your kicker?
Darian.
Darian's going to be our kicker again? Yep. That's always fun.
He's doing it all. Yeah.
He had a great year punting last year. He had a great average. He had some 7-yard punts, and he had some 70-yard punts.
Yeah,
overall, he had one of the highest averages ever, but he had a lot of them that weren't 10 yards.
Yeah,
well, it's really nice when we have a kid like that who's a good athlete
threat.
To be a punter and is a threat, right?
Yeah. Absolutely, because they have to at least think he's going to run that thing, or even throw it.
And we want him to think he's going to run.
Oh, absolutely. That's perfect.
If it's fourth and four,
never know.
We want him to always be worried about, because that makes it harder for them to set up a return. It makes them harder for them to set up a block. And we did the same thing with Aaron Vagadis a few years before that. So it's nice when you have a kid who can run a little bit and do something else with the ball.
And he can kick it on the run. He's really good at kicking it on the run.
So, like them guys, when they stay – I always wondered this on a punt. You know, when they kind of get out there and then you look and you get ready to punt that thing and say, God dang, I can run. But you can't sometimes because the linemen have already released, I take it, right?
Yeah.
So if you take off, like you see the big hole and you take off, but if they already released, you're done.
Yeah.
You're going to get a penalty thrown anyhow. But
I don't know how much.
I see that sometimes you're thinking, go, dude, go. They're wide open. They punt it. God damn.
It's a. I don't know how much of that little scheme I want to talk about.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say, I had about seven questions.
You don't know who's listening.
We don't. Well, and they can go in the archives.
We do some things on there that I think are unique and I think cause some teams problems. And we can do it because of the kid we have there.
Absolutely, because he can pass, and he can run, and he can kick it.
Sometimes we want to do things where we let our coverage get down there so that they can't return it. And sometimes we want a way to be able to run it.
Yeah.
And
you would have to say, Coach, that up to last year, that was probably our biggest weakness was kickoff coverage. And it was probably due to we didn't have the team speed, would you say?
Yeah, probably. That paired with depth.
Yeah.
Just depth of guys that you can put on there and not have a weak spot where you could give up a hole in the coverage.
Yeah. You know, opening kickoff, somebody's going to run back for a touchdown first game. So their people's going to kill us.
Just because of that statement, I might have Darian kick it out of bounds.
Just kick it out.
Straight sideways. Yeah. Give it to him in midfield.
That one was for FRE.
Yeah, that's right. Coach, we every year, you have a group of guys, and this year is Doc Carr, Clark, Johan, that set up a golf tournament. And this year was probably the most successful one we've ever had. Would you?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
I haven't seen the final number, but I know it's in the ballpark. Just from the estimates I've seen, I think it's our best one.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. And we have 27 teams this year.
Yeah.
And we go to the Elks, and we're playing music, and we make a day of it, and we got parents, and we got... You know, everybody comes out and we have burgers, and it's just a great deal. And it's funny because, you know, this started how many years ago, Coach?
I think we did our first one in 2007,
because we wanted to get we wanted a helmet cam,
the end zone camera.
Yeah, in 2007, and we wanted to raise $2,500. I think that's what it was.
Yep.
And we exceeded that, and we got our helmet cam.
Yep.
And I ain't too sure. This year we didn't make $5,000 or $6,000.
Yeah, and we're in that neighborhood, I think.
Yeah, and it's just, you know, the
it's amazing when you have a deal like that where you can have some bunch of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, when they tell you to go out and sell
sell
100 raffle tickets. Oh, my God, I hate selling raffle tickets. You know, you're out hitting people. But you tell me to go out and play golf and spend money? Happy.
It's funny because I DJ. I've DJed the Marion Local football, and I've DJed the St. Henry football. And Marion Local, you know, St. Henry had 31 teams. We had 27. Marion Local's got 28. And it's unbelievable the amount of money that these programs make from this outing. Yeah. Oh, and everybody just goes, has a hell of a time. It just keeps getting bigger and bigger. And the support of the community has got to be.
It's overwhelming.
It is.
It's overwhelming. Yeah, it's hard to overstate how great the community is about supporting those kind of things, and it is one of those things that's gotten to be a lot of fun, and it keeps getting bigger because you keep graduating alums who want to come back and play.
That's exactly right.
Be part of it,
that's pretty neat.
And it's a neat thing to go back, and you know, that's when I see some of my buddies from high school that I haven't seen in a while, and mm-hmm. it's kind of that way for everybody, and it's a great time.
Let's take a break. It's 9:05. We still got 50 minutes of sports talk. We're not going to keep you here the whole time. I know you got some rugrats you got to get home to, and you probably don't get to see much of them right now. And Andy, you probably don't want to see that much of.
Well, he finds me.
We'll be right back, Bubba and Fee.
Hey, we're back.
I'm eating
sports talk with Bubba and Fee. We're eating wings. We're eating Chex Mix. Billy Stogler is now in the booth.
Hello, Billy.
Billy is in the house.
Hi, guys.
How you doing?
Doing real good.
Glad you can make it.
Wings are real good.
Wings are good. Bill's happy with the wings.
Well, Rocker's Coach, here, too.
Rocker's in the house. We got Rock in the house.
What's he doing here?
I don't know.
Eating our wings.
He's loving his wings.
Eating wings.
He loves 10-man wings. Good. So, Coach, you don't want to talk about the past because it's new season. But when you look back at last year, what was the most rewarding thing about that? You know, you got a lot of accolades. But when you look back.
It was great to see those kids accomplish what they accomplished. And I guess for a program, those kids included, I think what made it really special was how hard it was. Because it was really hard. And those kids went through some really hard seasons getting to that point. So that makes it that much better, I think, because they didn't have any tradition to stand on or anything like that. They just had to scrape it out and do it, and they did. And that's something that they'll always have. You know, that's an achievement.
Well, with that said, so you've had a lot of hard-playing teams. You always have your kids play hard. So that team, you know, played hard as heck. What set them apart? To what was it? They were deeper. Was it that you had a good your offense clicked better? Their defensive, you had a better defensive, whatever, you know, whether the linebackers, defensive backs. What is the difference? You always had teams. Your teams always play hard. There had to be a difference between them guys just wanting it more because all your teams wanted.
You're right. They mainly, I would say, depth and overall. Chemistry, how everything fit
clicked.
Together.
Yeah, it clicked last year.
It clicked well. We had really good leadership from our seniors, so everybody was on the same page. You know, we had more good players. At the end of the day, that's really the thing. And like, think about it. We played St. John's, New Bremen, and Parkway, and we beat all those teams without Seth Riegel. In past years, we could have never done that
without
a guy like him.
Yeah.
And then we went to St. Henry and we won without Kyle Schreier.
Yeah.
Because Speedy stepped in. We never had that kind of depth before to absorb those kind of things.
So looking to this year, are you as deep this year as you was last year?
Yeah,
in my opinion, that the Hall boy was as good a player as we've had ever here.
I agree.
Right.
Yeah. Like I could just say, we had a job to do to replace him. I understand that.
Right.
But what do you think? Are we as deep?
Yeah, we're pretty deep.
Yeah, you're at the meeting over here next door, but we were talking about how deep we are running back.
I don't want to ask any questions.
Well, no, that's okay. Yeah. It's good. Some of the we've got twice as many listeners as we had. Now we got about 75 or 80, and we had about 25 earlier, so it might not hurt to kind of go over that depth.
Hi, everybody out there listening.
Yeah, we're pretty deep in it, but you know, sometimes it's just kind of, are you deep where you need to be deep?
Yeah,
at the right time.
Yeah, I understand what you mean. But, you know, you're right. There's positions that you have to be.
Right.
You cannot, when you go down, if you put somebody in there, a kid in there that ain't ready, you're going to get, that team's going to know that.
Yeah. Injury-wise, too, you went through the year pretty good. I mean, he didn't have a whole lot of bad things. You need good breaks,
never
too.
Said fee.
We had good breaks.
I mean, nice job,
never fee. You got to have that. You got to have that.
So this year never so far, no injuries?
We had a junior safety, Austin Judy. Broke his ankle on our first 7-on-7. And he's a kid that is a real hard worker, and he was probably going to get to play some special teams this year. So that's disappointing.
That's it for him. And
yeah.
So he's a junior?
Yeah.
So he'll be back next year then.
Yeah, he'll be
at
back.
At least he'll get to play some for all of his hard work.
With our first two groups, we're pretty healthy.
And let me ask one more question that's probably been asked here. You was the coach of the year in the division last year.
That's what somebody said.
Numero.
You got. What do you mean? I drove by your house and you had it written on the
side. He did. Yeah. He's got it all over his house.
Coach of the year.
That's his ringtone.
Let me ask
Coach of the year.
I'll ask the group here. How many coaches of the year have we had?
How many coaches of the year have we had?
How many? Al Sauter. Was Al Sauter ever coach of the year?
Probably was.
Probably in, or we don't know.
We don't know.
Anybody out there got the answer?
Come on.
Text Bob.
We need them.
Come on. We ever had a coach? Was Diane McClung ever coach of the year? I think she was.
Yeah, if she wasn't, she should have been.
Absolutely.
Diane McClung was coach of the year.
You might have been the only one we ever had.
Well, the only thing
about that. And if not, you're in great company.
The only thing about that I really care about is that I don't think Pat ever was.
Wow.
He was runner up there 2 years in 77.
Yeah. Senior year?
No, that wasn't him. Wasn't him. I was like,
That was just mean.
Yeah. That was mean.
Funny. Pretty funny.
Kind of cool, though.
It was really, really funny.
You got to be pretty proud
of that.
That
was mean.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah,
that was awesome.
That was pretty neat.
Yep. Well deserved, too, by the way.
So, how about. Okay, so describe the St. Henry game. It was unbelievable. You know, which is kind of a neat thing for you anyhow. It always is the kind of one you don't mind winning.
Oh, yeah.
And that puts you in the playoffs. So as a coaching staff, you put the kids home. You guys got to be thinking, what? This is unbelievable. We're in. Yeah. It had to be the neatest thing ever. I mean, at a 10-year span, and you're working your ass off, and now you're in.
He meant to say but.
But.
Yeah.
Did Harold say ass?
I don't know if I could describe it any better than you did.
Saying,
oh,
exactly.
Man,
you know, after that game, I'm just walking around smiling.
That's just such a
like,
neat
we did it. We're in.
That's incredible.
But like you said, Coach, you know, coaches of the years don't get you any victories this year.
Any wins this year.
And when we look at this year's team, you know, I mean, I don't know if I've ever. I mean, I know we haven't. We've never went into football season with this kind of expectations. Where, you know, I've talked to guys from St. Henry and Marion who some say that we could compete for the league title. And I think that realistically, you know, but when you think about it, I'm not scared of Minster. We had their ass beat last year.
Mm-hmm.
He meant butt. Yeah.
And, you know, Marion lost a lot. They lost a ton.
Yeah.
And
well, we got. Right now, our kids are used to competing with those teams. And
we want Marion.
We do want Marion. If Goodwin's listening right now, we want him. Digger is listening. I know Digger's listening.
Let him know, Diggs.
Digger,
we scared
her.
Well, it's almost to the point with our players where those teams aren't different anymore.
Yeah.
They're teams that they beat in junior high.
That's right.
Or as freshmen. Or, you know, they play in real tight games in JV or whatever. So they're not. I don't want to say the intimidation factor, but maybe that's what it was. That's not there.
Yeah.
These kids just want to line up and play, and they don't really care who it is.
But it's such a neat thing that we can talk about us being in the upper echelon of the MAC. When you start talking about the, you know, that's big company. I mean, we're becoming pretty dang good. But it does come back to what you said. We still got to get in.
Right.
Even being right. The top
five and five may not get us
may
in.
May not get you
well,
in.
Well, a team who beat Minster didn't get in last year.
Ain't that something?
St. Henry goes 6-4.
Yeah.
Beats the state champion in their division.
No
way. Doesn't make it in.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
It's a bear.
It is. I mean,
that's almost a crime.
It
but
is.
It could happen. So
yeah.
We got to take care of all the things that we can.
Yep.
And what's it like having a crazy mom as a fan?
About the same as having her as a mom.
She's awesome to watch.
Yes.
I love watching them ladies. Mm-hmm. No, I'm serious. Dude, we're talking serious fans here.
They're tomahawk choppers.
They're tomahawk choppers wide. Yeah.
Mary got tennis elbow when Brent was a senior.
Blue her elbow out there.
Yeah.
That's been a few years back. When her kids was playing.
Yeah.
When Tyler played, I thought she was going down a couple times. Yeah. The whole row. It's awesome.
Mom's pretty intense.
Yeah.
And dad don't move.
No, he don't move. He does not shit. He don't make any expression.
He watches that camera.
Maybe this once in a while.
Every once in a while. Basketball, not football.
Yeah. I'll give you the old throw the hands up.
It's probably not as important as a big golf match or a pinochle game.
Right.
You know? There could be big money on it.
That's
big.
That's right.
Be worth getting excited about.
Quarter a point.
Yeah.
Penny a point.
So what about, as you know, your wife, Kim, and your kids? How many kids you got, Brent?
Four. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
The oldest.
Four. Eight more, and you only eight
you
more, and you
more?
Have a dozen.
Yeah.
You got more? Dozen. How old's your youngest?
She'll be two in December.
Oh yeah, you're ready.
How old are you?
Yep.
You can have eight
34.
More.
How's Kim?
34.
Well, she's now like four
yes,
more.
Yes. We ain't near that.
Eight more. One a year until she's 42.
Yeah.
Well, there we
go. Whoa.
There's that duck again.
Whoa. Hopefully that didn't show up on the
No, nobody heard it. I got another question here for you. I'm firing these away. These are coming in on.
Come on, then.
Okay, this is from.
Give them your text number, Bubba.
419-852-9201. If you're listening, you want to fee, what you got?
419-852-3599. Text us. Great questions for the coach. Bobby's
here's one looking. To Neil.
I'm going to say that. Oh, God.
Uh-oh.
Okay, here's one for you, Coach. You got, we talked about your tough schedule and your scrimmage Friday night. Do you play the Friday night scrimmage as a, what do? You play?
This upcoming scrimmage?
Yep. Do you attack that a little different than you did the first one?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll do it. It'll be more like a game.
Starting to get more like a game.
You know, we won't pull out all the stops to try to win it because it's a scrimmage, but it'll be more like a game. And the setup's that way. Like, it'll be three quarters down in distance, game situation with the varsity. Then after those three quarters, then we'll get the younger guys in and we'll do series of 10 back and forth. But, yeah, we'll treat it more like a game. We'll have guys up in the box and we'll have the headsets on and we'll do all the procedures like it's game night.
Yeah. So who do you have on the field with you during the game?
It's me and Toby and Tyler will be down on the field, and then Block and Smoke will be up in the box.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then
what do people up in the box do?
They try to look at how the other team's lining up mostly.
You ever listen to them?
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Serious.
You ever turn them off?
You ever turn them off? Say, well, you guys, that's it.
I've done that before. Yeah. I have. I haven't. Not with these guys.
Right.
But I've
oh, turned, whatever.
I've turned people off before.
Yeah.
Block calls the plays from up there.
Yeah.
He signals them down. He sends the play down to Toby. Toby signals it in. And we switched to that a few years ago.
Makes sense.
Because he likes being able to see it.
He can see what's going on.
He can see it so much better. Yeah. And then Smoke tries to help me see things with the other team's offense, how they're aligning. So, you know, they can see things that we can't from up there.
So the other team, everybody has two in the booth, you only have two, or can you have as many as you want?
You put
40.
There,
you want me and Fee to have them or not?
Yeah. You want to say them?
I mean, we're sitting up there doing nothing.
We're not scared.
I ain't scared. You scared?
Nope.
You guys got the headset.
No.
I
don't think they like talking on
Neil
the microphone.
Hook us up.
We'll be talking about the cheerleaders how good the popcorn is.
Yeah.
Hey, Brent, good seeds tonight, Bob.
You got to get some of these popcorn. It's good.
Mudboat's already got three bags in. So.
My chocolate's tremendous. By the way, Stop that guy. He's going to score.
Yeah, so what's you talk about your athletic director and getting everything ready to go. Kurt Rammel's done a great job for you.
Yeah. Yeah, Kurt's – I've had great experiences working with Kurt, you know, so far. And he's a guy that I like also. He's fun to hang out with, and we get along well. Yeah. So
never
hurts. Pretty well. Yeah.
So, like, do you guys – does he talk about the schedule? Like, do you say – like Fort Laramie Layman, is that something you guys talk about prior?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. Any of the non-league things we talk about and try to get a good pickup for us. You know, it's always got to be one that you think you can win, but they got to be good enough that they can get you some points.
That's
always the balancing act, and that was the tricky one last year because we were sitting there looking at North Union going, well, do we want to take these guys or
not? Might be a little bit more than we want.
Right. It worked out well for us, but that's always the gamble.
Right. Right.
So we start, so next week. So Friday night, you scrimmage. So Saturday, you bring the boys in.
Saturday morning.
Look at film.
Boys will come in and watch film of the scrimmage.
Then you start sewing some next week at them.
We'll start that on Monday because the coaches, us coaches, will take the whole weekend.
You guys will study the film
to watch the film, break it all down, and then we'll meet Sunday night and lay out our plan for the next week, and then that all goes in Monday.
So you look at these films and say, "All right, that 23 is terrible." Anytime he's on. West winning, we're going deep. You got to figure out, guys, and you guys, we got to pick on this guy.
That's usually something Toby would say.
This guy's bad.
Couldn't cover anybody. No, that's exactly what we want to try to look
but
at.
That's the talk when
that,
you guys are
kind of stuff.
You guys are going through that.
You ever take the team down like the basketball team does, and like see a Ohio State game or anything?
No, we haven't done that.
You got to do that.
It'd be a good idea.
We got to do that. How are we gonna do that?
I'd say we got to get her done.
I'd say Ross Berg Acres could sponsor the tickets.
No, I mean, seriously, that'd be awesome.
Of course, you can't get 50 tickets to.
Problem with you?
Yes, you can. Jesus.
We'd have to do like.
The problem thing with that would be is your JV's playing on Saturday, probably.
Yeah.
Schedule.
That would be like spring game.
Spring game.
That'd be cool.
That'd be a great idea.
Spring game would be perfect.
That would be cool. Just wondering how they do that.
Well, Coach, I you know, you're just a down to earth, great
guy.
He's
Fort Carey guy.
To lead our program, and the success of our program couldn't come to a nicer guy who's been through basically hell
wars.
As a head coach.
Yeah,
you know, and I'm sure that you've kicked your dog a couple times, although he'd chew your leg off. But after a few Friday nights, you went out there and had a little talk with your dog a couple times. And the success of the program and the kids, and just a great group of kids. And we want to wish you the best of luck this year, Coach.
Thanks,
we'd like to get you in sometime during the season. And, you know,
let's get the seniors in.
Yeah, bring a couple players with you.
Bring back about halfway through.
So you and Tyler and Brent, I mean, you, Tyler, and Johan getting a wrestling match right now. The three of you. You're going down.
Those two have no chance.
They have no chance?
No chance.
You're
at
still
all.
The champ.
What if they double team you?
Seniority prevails.
Yeah.
What if they double team you? What if they both go after you?
Doesn't
matter.
Johan can't do anything.
Tyler, I seen Tyler. I mean, he's
so in love.
Yeah,
nobody loves their wife more than he does.
He's on the road all the time.
Oh, yeah. Hey, where are you at? I'm at a wedding in Yugoslavia.
We got a selfie in Great Britain.
Where he's at now?
He ain't in the States.
He's
I guarantee he ain't in the States.
He's in Italy.
God, I hate that kid. God, he's such a loser.
But, Bubba, just remember, wherever he is in the country or in the world, he can hear us.
He's still
I ain't scared.
He ain't scared of it.
He ain't listening. He hates Brent.
He don't watch this.
Yeah,
he don't care about Fort Recovery.
No.
Tyler hates Fort Recovery.
He hates Fort Recovery.
Whoa. Yeah, he does. He does. Tyler despises. Yeah. Abby hates Fort Recovery. Abby's listening because she said Brent sounds like a third.
He scores 52.
She just told me I was gross.
Whole team gave me 52.
Huh?
That team gave him. Getting the ball every possession. He scores 52.
Yeah.
He hates Fort Recovery.
Tyler?
Yeah.
I agree with you. Coach, good luck this season,
thanks
partner. Thanks
luck,
for coming
good
in.
Luck, this was a lot
really
of fun.
Appreciate
thanks.
It. Coach Niekamp.
We better have a break, huh?
Yeah, we got to take a break. We'll come back, talk a little bit about the Piece of Crap car show this weekend out of Rossburg Acres. We got Bill Stogler here. Bub and Fee right after this.
We are back. here. Bye-bye, Fee Sports Talk, Wednesday night.
Beautiful our game plan this year is to have Sports Talk on Wednesday nights from 8. On a miss, right?
I'm on and off. I can't hear nothing.
No, I think we're
good. Are we on?
Yeah.
So our game plan this year is to have Sports Talk from 8 to 10.
Yes, sir.
Bill is going to have insight.
Yep.
From 7 to 8 or whatever you need.
Yeah. You know, sometimes.
And we may run into each other, but our game plan for the listeners out there is to have something from 7 to 10 on Wednesday nights, whether it be Bill with insight, us with Sports Talk, Calpy, whoever we get up here. Mm-hmm. But that is our game plan this, from here till who knows.
And football runs in. Through football, through basketball.
Right.
Yep. Well, we did
so Wednesday nights, if you want to listen, we're going to be on the air on Wednesday nights talking anything you want to talk about. So when we said we just had Coach Niekamp on, and now we're going to have Bill Stogler on. And Bill's a member of the community club, and he's also...
He's
an idiot.
He's heading up this big boy.
But he's heading up this piece of crap car show this weekend. And
Thank you for the sensor.
Yes. There. So let's talk a little bit about your game plan this weekend
what's our show called? Insight?
Yeah.
Back to the Insight show, which is going to be kind of cool. I think we're going to figure on this in 2 weeks. We're going to start the Insight.
Okay.
And our first guest, and I don't know if I've ever been more excited to interview a person in my life, is Josie Guggenbeller Wendell. And I think that's, she's got a story to tell that's
unbelievable.
Interests awesome. The hell out of me.
Yeah.
So, and I visited with her, and it's going to be a neat interview because she has some things that she wants to set the record straight. You know, there's been a lot of misinformation out there about what happened and all this kind of stuff. And Josie's been we know her from our daughters.
Right.
Yeah.
She's just the coolest kid you ever meet. And the way she handled this whole situation has been a champ. She's been an absolute champ. So in 2 weeks is when I'm figuring on starting this. And I look forward as hell as interviewing Josie. So that's going to be a really big interview for me.
It'll be a big one.
Yeah. I'll be looking forward to that. Now.
Hang on. Nope. We got one other thing to talk about. Shout out to my brother Jack. He's listening there in Columbus.
Yes, sir.
I don't know what to say about the dumbass.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he likes Columbus.
He does.
He does.
Been there for been there 3 weeks, three of the last 4 weeks or something like that? Yeah. Been crazy.
42 of the last 80 days he's been at
that. Anyways, I'll tell you a little story about Jack and my brothers. We spend from Bubba earlier than what we do, me and Chester do, but we spend time texting each other back and forth. You know, because Jack's in the hospital, and what else is that dumbass going to do?
Mm-hmm.
But listen to us text back and forth. So we're like, how you doing? How you feeling? All this kind of crap. And the conversations we have. And, we cover from our high school football team.
DraftKings.
Ohio State.
Absolutely.
To the Reds. To the anything that's going on now. And then you multiply that by 100 about the other stuff we start talking about. And it's the neatest thing in the world. It's kind of neat. I mean, I shouldn't say it. It's kind of unbelievable that having a brother go through that can be, it brings brothers together because, it sucks. You know, we all know it sucks, but he handles it like a champ, and hopefully he knows we're there for him.
He said
he's a champ.
That he has to, sometimes he can't text us anymore because it gets his heart rate up. And the doctor came in because he's monitored because he gets a giggling and laughing that sometimes his heart rate goes up and the doctors will come in because he's laughing or he can't. So
they think there's something wrong.
Or think there's something wrong and he's just
setting off alarms.
Yeah, because I think today Bill is having a date with Emily Barger.
Emily Barger. I always liked Emily.
Emily Barger.
You don't know her.
Didn't you have the flower shop? So that's how crazy the old conversations get.
But anyway.
Shout out to Jackson.
Yeah.
Hopefully he gets home tomorrow.
He's coming home, buddy.
Yeah. Hopefully he gets home tomorrow.
He's coming home tomorrow. He'll go back here the next day. Yeah. He likes Columbus.
He does.
He likes Columbus.
By the way, I'll tell you something about him. Who visited him?
Yeah.
Worst quarterback we've ever had. What was his name?
Justin Zwick.
Bubba lined this up.
Zwick.
Bubba called John Cooper, who talked to. Who'd you talk to?
Okay, first of all, you're an idiot.
John Cooper.
Clark May. Clark May has, he's big in this Buckeye Cruise for Cancer. Okay, so.
Which is cool.
It is. So it is I cool. told Clark that, man, if you know anybody that, he goes, yeah. There's a group of guys that's what they do. Schlegel, they go to Zwick,
up to the
or Carpenter.
Hospital.
There's a bunch of them that go and they visit. Well, yeah. He said, we'll make that work. Well. It just so happened Justin Zwick.
Yeah.
Jack Zoot.
You were terrible. What are you
no.
doing?
Whoa.
Yeah, Jackson told
Jack got his pictures with him.
I don't want you
Justin Zwick at.
What are you doing?
Jack says, what are you doing here? He said, well, some guy said Bubba said I'm supposed to come here and say hi to you.
Yeah. Well, the fact of the matter is that now this
that's
is how.
That's pretty cool.
It is. And,
that's pretty cool.
And it is pretty cool.
And he wants Jack to go on that Buckeye Cruise for Cancer. They invited Jack on.
Yeah, how cool was that?
It is.
Look, how about the information? How about this? Is a good trivia question. What about Justin Zwick? What did he do in the pro level? At the pro level?
Oh, I would have no idea.
Arena football.
You went to arena football?
Yes. And what did he do?
I don't know.
He was 1 for 1 for 47 yards and a touchdown in his career.
Not bad.
Yeah. In his career in arena football, he was 100%
passer. He threw a touchdown pass, and they got rid of him the day.
He won. What bowl did we win with him? Because Jack has a picture of his ring. I want to say the...
Holiday Bowl.
Belisary.
Yeah. Pittsburgh Bowl back in those days.
We pulled it. Yeah, we had some bad... You're an idiot.
Okay, so anyways, back to the deal this week.
Car show.
Let me explain to you how this works out.
A piece of junk car show.
There you go. Okay, so we got a great organization. We started this last year at Fort Recovery. It's called the Fort Recovery Community Club. It used to be the Lions Club. Now, to fill you in a little bit about Lions Club, great organization, does nothing but good things. But a lot big percentage of what you bring in to those type of things goes out to their causes. Which is a good deal.
A good cause. It's mostly cause. Eyesight. Absolutely. Worldwide.
Yep.
Eyesight.
Love
and
it.
There's
all
a lot
stuff.
Of things they do great.
But a village like Fort Recovery could make a lot of money, and half of it, or let's just say a third of it, could go to what they deem as they want to. And we got thinking about that. You know, our club was down. This is an older, the Lions Club is an older type deal. We all start our own club. So we were down to very few members. So we started this community club. So
I think we still had 40 members, but only six of them did.
Yeah, only six came to meetings. So to start this thing off, for all you people out, for all you guys out there that are sitting at home bored, not doing nothing, if you want to be associated with a neat club, we've been doing this for, I don't know when it started, a year?
About a year.
Probably, yep.
I think it was in the spring, about a year and a half.
Yeah, maybe, it's a mixture of us old guys and all the young guys in town, and the ideas that come out all they do is improve the town. So, to start with, that's how this all got started. So you sit there and you brainstorm. Okay, you know, you throw out these crazy ideas. Well, I think what we should do is, you know, like Mike 10. You know, we had them Mike 10 and Laverne Weitzel on here. Great.
Oh, yeah,
it was awesome.
Yep.
I love the way they set up their car show and stuff.
Yep.
Well, I got thinking about a guy like us. Guys like us. You know, we're losers.
We don't have beautiful 1957 Chevy convertible.
Well, I mean, everything we have is junk.
Yeah, and Harold sells them.
Yeah, and Harold sells junk.
Harold sells
junk.
Nice cars, takes the junk in and trades.
So we got to have a show for us type people. So that's how the idea got started. So we got thinking, well, okay, so down there at Ambassador Park, we should have a show where we line up all these junk cars, and we do neat stuff with them. We have a band, and we just have people walk around there and have junk cars and listen to the band, and you pay to get in and all that stuff, which was everybody said, yeah, you know, that's kind of different. So, and it was kind of my idea at that time. So then,
take all the
Ambassadors, who's a great organization, love them all to death,
absolutely.
Great people, nothing but a good cause, said, ooh, insurance, my head, Jack.
And
Bernie, listen, or Bert's listening to this. Yeah. So I said, well, don't worry
Bert,
about
turn
that.
It off.
I said, don't
off,
worry
Bert.
About that. We can just do this as a campground. So that's how I got started. So it's at the campground. It's not at the campground because Bill Stalker said, oh gosh, if we're going to do this, let's have it at the campground. We're doing it at the campground because our alternatives for the local didn't work out too well, and I totally understand the ambassador's point of view. So we're going to go out there and do some crazy stuff with junk cars on Saturday. And we're also going to make it an event. So well, this is the plans. And I hope you all bring, everybody that's listening, I don't care where you're from, if you're listening, bring friends, because I think it'll be kind of neat. We're starting at 2 o'clock,
It only costs you $5 to get in. Bring BYOB. We got Smitty running the concession stand, so there'll be hamburgers, hot dogs, and pop there and water.
I'm selling 50-50.
And Bubba's selling 50-50.
Good job, Bob. I have to because Portsy.
Portsy, I take over.
Yeah, hey, dang, Portsy's job.
We'll toss out to Portsy, too.
Yeah. So you're going to have your golf cart out there?
I'll find something.
We'll get you a golf cart.
I'll get you
a golf cart. Acher's golf cart.
I can't get in it. Inside.
I got a blinker.
8 foot tall. Up near.
Yeah, you need a ladder. I need a ladder. Yeah. Something again.
I got a blinker.
Get a pogo stick.
I got a blue can for you to put on the back. Just in case. So nobody gets
confused. Big blue barrel with an Indian on it.
Yep.
Yeah, so what we're going to do is we're going to, we started to decide to do this, and the club's going to be, you know, the club's doing it. It's just at the campground. And we got, we decided that we're going to have a cornhole tournament, which is $5 a person, but you make your own team, and that starts at 2 o'clock.
Ian Holman wins that every year.
Ian wins it every year.
He ain't going to play.
If you ain't Ian Holman's partner, you ain't winning.
No, that's right.
Hopefully you come in second place.
Yep, you're playing for second.
The best player I've ever seen.
Yeah, and he's
what? He ain't in the hole.
Seventh grade?
Eighth
grade.
He's like 12.
Yeah.
He's 12.
How old is he? He's in the football program.
He'd probably be 13.
Fifth grader.
14.
Seventh grader?
Oh,
unbelievable. Best saying you ever seen. Those are sideways.
Sideways?
Like I do.
Uh-huh.
We're close. If we're partners, no one beats us.
Really?
But
yeah, only because of him.
I'm one step behind you.
Uh-huh.
It's a fact.
Okay.
I'm throwing facts at you.
Right. I like facts.
Anyways.
Facts are good.
So we got a cornhole tournament at 2 o'clock. So, and by the way, FR Radio is going to be there.
Yeah, we're going to be live.
We're going to be live.
Live.
We're going to be doing this stuff all day long.
We're going to be popping in from time to time, doing some live broadcasts.
Promos.
I'm not sure exactly how we're going to describe
we'll
the
figure
car
it out.
Blowing up with the fireworks.
We'll just put it real close.
It's going to be good.
So anyway, so what we're going to do is at 2 o'clock, we're going to have a cornhole tournament. Rocker says kaboom. So, and then at cornhole tournament two, however, it's double elimination. Bring your own team, make your own team, $5 person, whatever, just to do something for the afternoon. But if anybody wants to bring their family out there, come out there and you can swim and screw around for nothing. But if you enter the area where the car show is and the junk cars is and where the band's going to be, it's going to cost you $5.
$5. Only $5.
$5.
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me?
Cheap.
$5.
Free.
Burgers, hot dogs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bam.
Yeah.
And bring your own beverage.
And pity tickets.
You've already saved the $5 if you're bringing your own beverage.
Yeah. It's unbelievable.
Brent's going to be there.
You coming?
Coach is going to be there.
Yeah. Oh, I don't
like
cutting her out. I ain't going first game.
Huh? Yeah, Brandon, if he ain't there, I ain't there.
Yep.
He ain't there. So anyway, so we're having a cornhole tournament. And then sometime in the afternoon, it's set up at 4 o'clock. So we got these, whatever we're going to have, 10, 12 junk cars and all that stuff, you know, and we got them all piped.
The Ranger is in.
Yeah, we got the Ranger lined up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Baby.
The Ranger's in.
444,000 miles on it.
Coming in. Huh?
What category is it going
with? I haven't decided yet.
Messiest.
Sentimental.
Huh?
What?
Most miles.
444, is
it's
that
got
right?
That one.
Is that what I heard? 444?
Yeah. How many miles you got on
444. 430.
430,000.
Well, you got 12,000 miles to drive.
Be you ever working on a car that had 430,000 over 430?
No.
Semis don't get 430.
No.
No.
This ain't been treated very nice.
No, he's good.
He's got it. Okay, so we're playing cornhole throughout the afternoon, double elimination. People are going to sit around. We got the radio there. We got music there. And then at some time in the afternoon, late afternoon, supper time, we're gonna have an engine blow up. That's going to grab two or three vehicles. We're going to put them babies together. We're going to put blocks on the accelerator. And we're going to take the oil out of them and see how long it takes these engines to blow up. Well, I don't think that's going to... I mean, how long is it going to take, Harold? You're a mechanic.
Minutes.
What?
20 minutes.
20 minutes.
Yep.
You're saying that if you take all the oil...
You take all the oil out...
20 minutes.
20 minutes. It's going to... But these... Are you serious?
Some of them might.
Oh, boy.
I've seen them... Actually, when we had the demolition derby, I remember Steve Ragger put a brick on his and
it. They have oil in it, though?
No oil. They drained the oil out and ran it.
Wide open.
Just kept running.
Wide open, though?
Yeah. Then it kind of knock, and it was done. I'd say 15, 20 minutes.
Okay, so anyways, but we're going to be able to gamble on that. Wait a minute. Game of choice.
Yeah.
So, anyways, you're going to be able to pick what car goes first, what car goes second. If we have three, what car goes third, and then how many? What the time that it's going to take for the last car to go?
Right. So we're going to have a little, you can do a game on that. $5 a shot.
That's $5.
Kind of neat.
Great idea.
That's neat.
See what happens, okay? And then at 6 o'clock, this is kind of neat. Made Right Challenge.
What do you mean, kind of neat?
This is really
the greatest thing ever.
Made awesome. Right Challenge is awesome.
Yep. Made Right now, Challenge.
This is going to be unbelievable.
And actually, Connie Stockler over there at St. Anne, you know, Connie works with Made Right down there through the banking thing, and she kind of helped line that up from a standpoint of they're donating to the cause, which is awesome. And we're going to eat the first person to eat 7 Made Rights. Whoever eats it 7 first is a champ.
And they have to swallow them. You can't just
they got to swallow them, yeah. We got judges there. They're going to be checking your mouth checking your bags. Yeah. Make sure your bags are empty and your mouth's empty.
Right.
That's a fact.
Fact.
So no cheating. So anyways, and then if you eat the 7 in 7 minutes, you get a t-shirt. That says,
yeah, even if you're not the first one, if you're...
Yeah, you're going to win.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm in.
Yeah. You're in?
I'm in.
You can't win that. You're too old.
I can win.
Nobody over 50 could win. No, we just can't eat like
there's
we used
too
to.
Too many guys.
You're going against some eaters.
Back in Jake my Kinnanke. Day, I loved to have done it.
Yeah.
Nate Henry ever saying.
Actually, at one point in time, you had 8
Jose
hot dogs
Fowler.
In your mouth at the
yeah,
same
I
time.
Did. I, one time, I
he had 8 hot dogs in his mouth at one time.
Yeah, I had 4 rolls in my mouth.
That was awesome.
Time.
Yeah.
But anyways, so
2 Big Macs.
It's going to be kind of cool. We got
more people die eating hot dogs.
We got the wheel sponsoring Nate Henry. We got the bowling alley sponsoring
Jake.
We got 10 Man sponsoring the Rocker.
The Rocker.
We got our organization sponsoring, I think,
Jose. Yeah,
probably Jose.
We got the campground sponsoring Beaver Homan.
Second National Bank
got a sponsor. We got the Cooper sponsoring.
Who's Second National
Matt Rickard for the...
So we're going to have 10 total.
Well, I think.
Okay, Billy, explain this to me now.
Are we going to
take these out of the wrapper?
It's in the wrapper. They got to take them out.
You
got to
take them out.
They got to do it all.
Are you going to? Are you actually going to get into this?
No.
Each player can
say for Recovery Radio.
Each player can have a coach with them. So,
like Cool Hand Luke.
Yeah.
Shove them in his mouth.
My boy said he can eat 7 Made Rights. He can eat 7 Made Rights.
Okay, but I mean, that coach can do anything.
You get mad at that old Made Rights.
Oh, get that Made Rights. Don't you be scared of that Made Rights. Can kind of massage their throats, whatever it takes. That's the coach's job.
Rub their temples.
Yeah, relax. Huh? Oh, it's all about whatever a coach needs to do.
Yeah.
I like it. So anyways, Made Rights is good about it. They want a picture of the champion. They donated a nice donation. It's awesome.
And,
cool as hell.
Bob, what idea did you come up with the community?
Oh, yeah, and this tonight is what's going to happen. This is Bob's idea, and this will happen. The champion will put the t-shirt on.
The champion t-shirt.
And we were going to cover that t-shirt in chewed bubble gum.
Great.
Yes, idea.
Hell, all the kids out there get chew gum, and then they get stick it on the kid.
That is the greatest.
And we're going to take a picture of the kids putting all their gum on the...
That's going to be awesome.
Yeah, second greatest idea was coming up with the Made Right Challenge.
Yeah.
Greatest idea was putting the gum on
that
the
is
t-shirt.
A classic.
That is unbelievable.
Okay, so then
you have to be there for that.
Yeah.
Don't just see the picture on Facebook,
start, Billy.
And don't just listen to it on 4 Recovery
When's
Radio.
That start?
You have to be
starts
there.
Starts at 6-ish. So the thing about that is the only stipulation is Made Rights can't make us 70 or 80 Made Rights. And we thought about having bags of Made Rights we'd auction off. Well, I guarantee you.
That'd be big.
But anyway, we're going to get Made Rights. Problem is, though, they can't get us 70 Made Rights at 6 o'clock, let's say, because the fair's going on, they're busy. So we got these Made Rights early in the afternoon. Then we got to figure a way to make sure they're right.
Oh, that'd be
fine. Huh?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
I'm a good cook. I'm going to take care of that.
Well, I've eaten cold Made Rights.
Actually, my wife and Connie and them are doing that.
I like cold Made Rights.
They're going to make sure they're okay. They're eatable.
When you eat the Made Right and it's all done.
Yep.
You still got to get all.
You got to get all.
Pieces on the
thing,
right?
There's a judge. Every guy up there, every person will have a judge.
Yeah,
that wrap is empty.
That's big.
Now are they going to be plain Made Rights?
Yeah, they're going to be regular Made Rights.
Okay.
Yep. Yep.
Well, I want mine with onion and cheese.
Nope.
And
no, this
mustard.
Isn't about enjoying them. This is about eating a sucker.
Oh man. Okay.
I like the whole.
Okay. And so then we got that going on, and then at. The band, we have a band, Erastus, going on, who the Overman boy out here.
Yeah, Ross Overman.
We talked about him in the football stuff.
Yep. Yeah, I went to the fair. When was it? Last Friday night, I think. And Erastus was over there in the beer garden they got.
Yep.
He's awesome.
Yeah.
You ain't gonna believe. No.
Yeah.
You seen him?
Is he really?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh, you ain't gonna believe it.
Yeah, these guys are really good.
It's a damn thing.
Spins
ever
his
seen.
Drumsticks.
Oh yeah, spins yeah. them on he top of his head. He spins them on top of his head.
Yeah. He alone is worth the price of admission.
Yeah, he's the greatest drummer I've ever seen. He's better than Buddy Rich.
Yeah.
Is he better than Dean Zeringer was? Dean Buddy. Was awesome.
Dean was awesome, and I love Dean. No, he won't be better than Dean because you know what Dean did? He always had his kid walking around back there. That was awesome.
Yeah, Dean same Zeringer. Thing.
Yeah, doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Dean Zeringer's kid with more talent than any of us guys together.
Oh,
no doubter. Okay, so then we got
much.
Erastus going no. on at 8 or 8:30, whatever time it is. And then we're going to blow a car up. And then what we're going to do is we're going to blow it up, but we're going to light, we're going to fill that baby up with fireworks.
I am looking on Facebook at these. I thought they were Roman candles, but these are mortars.
Yeah, these are
mortars. These look
mortars.
Like they're about, I said there
it's
must
gonna,
be a couple
it's
of
gonna
dozen.
Be loud.
How many did you say
I
there
know
are,
if it's going to be loud or not. I don't know what's going to happen. See, okay, so we're going to load.
How many of these?
There's like 38 of them, but there's other stuff we're putting in there, too.
Mortars.
But the question
car.
Is, okay, so we're going to put the windows up, leave them cracks, there's oxygen in there and stuff, and light all these things. We don't know. We're going to put them up there in a corner where it's not dangerous. It's just going to look neat.
Yeah.
We think.
Yeah.
I mean, otherwise, maybe it'll just be a little flame and it'll all go. I don't know. I have no clue. What, will it go through the windshield?
And
Harold, you're a guy.
I don't know.
We're
I don't know.
We're probably going to broadcast that live, but
that's
you ain't going to be able to see it. You want to be out there for that.
Yeah, that's at 9:30.
That'll be a class.
We can talk about a lot of stuff on the radio.
Like then we have fireworks.
At that time, we'll have fireworks.
We can
too.
Talk about the so main anyways, thing so on the radio, but we can't describe
the whole stipulation. The whole thing bombs. About this is it's just something that. It ain't taken serious. You know, everything's goofing around. You know, we're gonna have a car set up during the day where it's gonna be out there like 50 to 100 yards, and you get a driver 6-iron, 2-iron. You're gonna hit a golf ball towards it. If you hit the windshield, you get $10. If you hit the car itself, you get $5. So I mean, yeah. that's a good deal. I mean, yeah. we're gonna do stuff yeah. like it's all gonna be about beating stuff up and just absolutely acting an idiot for a whole day. So. That's the gist of it.
That sounds exactly like the community
like
club.
Yeah.
I think it's
great.
That's
what we're all about.
Jack just texted me.
Yeah. Uh-oh. What do you say?
Justin Zwick beat Oklahoma State.
Wow.
Yeah. And, don't tell me Barry Sanders.
Alamo Bowl.
The Alamo Bowl. That is about where we were playing
yeah.
back there. Actually, wasn't he like the number one recruited quarterback
of
all time?
Yeah, he was big time.
He was huge when he came out. I thought we had a stud.
Yep. So that's just of the Piece of Crap Car Show Saturday. Come on out. It's going to be a fun time.
It'll be a great time.
Pass the word.
Pass the word. That's right. Pass the word. We're going to be right back. We're going to take one more break. Come back to close out our first show of the year. Bubba and Fee Radio. No, he moved. We're back here, Bubba and Fee Sports Talk final segment here on a Wednesday night. Want to appreciate everybody out there listening to you. Brent Niekamp, I just love Brent Niekamp. And
our first show back, we're a little rusty, but not too bad.
No, it went good, I think.
Not too bad.
You're rusty.
Fired up about the football season. I just
we are jacked.
I know.
Did you watch the Ezekiel?
Did you thank Mike for the wings?
Yeah, we're going to thank
him. Oh, yeah, we love Mike.
Tin Man. We was over there earlier. I go over there earlier. And the football, Wes Winning and Caleb Martin and
Kyle Schreier
and Will Homan are in there eating.
Yeah. Yep.
And then great kids. I mean, rooting for your love them.
Those are four awesome.
So
pretty good kids.
Yeah. Did you watch Ezekiel Elliott?
I love
E60.
Loved E60 last night.
How emotional? Bill didn't watch it.
I watched it on Twitter.
Twitter, yeah. When he announced his decision, how emotional that was.
That was unbelievable.
It was.
That's been tough. His mom goes to Missouri, so does his dad, and he goes, I'm going to Ohio State.
He said, I'm going to take my talents.
Man, I was fired up.
I was, too.
You had no idea all that stuff.
Yeah.
I didn't realize he was that good of friends with that kid either that died.
Ugh. That was a hell of a story. That was a hell of a story, yeah. I love them things.
I do, too.
I love listening to them stories.
I do, too. They're good. I like that E60.
So they're going to announce when they're going to announce a quarterback for the Buckeyes.
You know, I don't know. I'd
probably
say,
first game is
Myers. It's
probably 1 minute before kickoff.
Yeah, it's like a last second decision. He's going to make.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
My God, are we going to be good?
Yeah, let's hope. Well, that first game scares me. Scares me.
Monday Nighter.
Who's the first game? Is that Virginia Tech?
Virginia Tech.
Yep. That one's going to be tough.
That'll be fun. So we got.
Lean in, Bob. We can't hear you.
You can hear
okay.
me.
Okay, so, I can now. That worked a lot better.
So we got fall sports starting up. We would be we got to talk about our volleyball program, our golf program,
volleyball and golf,
and our cross country. I don't know anything about our cross country program, but we'll get some more of that information as school starts. Our golf team's off to a good start. I think our girls and boys are both competitive. I think so. Coach Brad Evers for the boys and Coach Joe Bruns for the girls, and the girls have had some success.
Joe Bruns is a golf.
He does.
Hey, Bill, I'm a pretty good coach.
He's a terrible card player. But
I'm a bad card player.
Oh, I'm sure you're them girls. Oh, yeah. Joe does. Him and Vonnie. I think Vonnie helps him, don't he?
Vonnie.
Yeah.
Hey, you don't have to be a great player to be a great coach.
Well,
it's pretty breezy, swinging easy. You know, that's what you got to do.
So, and then our volleyball program is, I think they have high expectations. Coach Rogers, we're going to get her on. I've tried.
She had some knee surgery.
She blew her knee.
I think she's back at him now.
Yep,
so,
yep, she's
ready to go.
She is ready to go.
She is moving.
Yep.
So we'll get Coach Rogers on here and talk a little bit about the girls' volleyball. Maybe we'll try that next week.
Yeah.
Get Coach on here. We want to thank everybody for listening tonight. Don't forget Saturday night. We got Saturday day all day. And if you ain't doing nothing tomorrow night, if you're just sitting there and you're saying, you know what, come on out to the campground. We're going to be setting up and is that tomorrow night in the evening if you want to stop out? And
there is a lot of work to be done, but there's a lot of people.
Come on out, check it out. Just check out the campground. Check out Rossburg Acres.
It won't be much work if there's a lot of people.
So that's our game plan tomorrow night. Go out to campground, fart around.
Yeah.
Mr. Feely, glad to have you back, brother.
Good start. We're ready to go.
Congratulations on the ownership of Hastings Auto Sales.
Yes, sir. Going good.
Yeah, you'll do.
You're dropping a race, 50%. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, something different.
That is great of him to do that.
You know why that's unbelievable, Bill? Because it's not happening.
You don't know that.
I read that somewhere.
Yeah, okay.
Are you going to have a big grand opening or anything? We're going to do anything?
Yeah, we got to do something.
You got to do burgers and hot dogs. You have an open house down there.
Yeah. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, Fort Cover Lumber, 2 weeks. Their 100th anniversary. They're having free food out there during the day. That's kind of cool. Be around for 100 years.
100 years.
Yep.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that next week.
I think this is fifth generation running it now.
Probably gotta get Bubby in here for a little insight.
Absolutely. We need to have his butts.
That would be good. Bubby would be good.
Yeah, even if it's not a full show, at least
he's shy though.
Yeah.
He's gotta take a nap every day.
Yeah, he's gotta take a nap.
He's gotta have an hour nap.
Catch him right
after his wife in here.
Yeah, she doesn't sleep.
We interviewed her.
She was good.
She's tremendous.
Is she good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, she was really good with the swim team.
Yeah. She was good.
She calls the shots at Lumberyard, too.
Well, that's probably why they're still
in business. She calls the shots at Lumberyard.
Well, that's why they've been in business 100 years.
Yeah.
She's taking care of business.
Yep.
TCB.
We want to thank everybody for listening tonight. Our sponsors. Who's our sponsor? Spence, read them off to us.
We have a bunch of them. Of course, Tin Man's. Anybody know anything about what was
going on? They got good wings.
Wings over tonight. That was awesome.
Gotta love Michael.
Of course, K&L. Got the K&L
Kenny.
Todd Holman.
Gotta love
two of the best.
Kenny Canoe.
And Reisner Energy over there.
Reisner Energy.
Who is their boys? Dale.
Dale Reisner.
Not Dale.
Nope.
Right. Roger. Roger and Mark and
Dave.
Not Dave.
Hey, we're naming off every
Keith Holman. Those boys, Jeff, are pretty good. We got Forget Me Not Florist. We got Wayne IGA.
Tom Kapp, Tom and Tess.
And we got B&D Contracting.
Say Wayne IGA.
Yes, sir.
Chad and Annie. I love Annie.
Yep. So
she's awesome.
Who else you got? Who's the last one?
That was the
B&D?
Yeah, B&D.
Calvi.
Rossburg Eggers?
We didn't do one tonight, but we'll be.
Whoa, you're out, a sponsor.
We'll be doing those on the insight.
Hey.
You'll be on the inside, Bill.
You're an inside.
Okay, we'll play one right now.
No, do not play. No, he ain't paying his bill. You got to pay your bill.
No.
He pays his bill
in in-kind services.
No, he is out.
Yep.
Ross, where are you?
Bill yet?
No, you're not getting
pay
a bill.
Pay your bill. You got to pay your bill.
You're not getting a bill.
Are you serious?
Yeah. It's like $50 to sponsor.
I was thinking 80, but
$80 or something.
Pay your bill.
We have every penny.
He pays all of his bills, and we haven't sent him one. We're not going to.
A little down on Rossburg Acres.
Yeah. No,
that's changed.
We're not down here.
We're going to Paradise Point.
Rockers here.
What's that one in Rockford? Rocker, they got one up in Rockford or Minden or somewhere.
Say Rocker, say goodbye.
Uh-oh.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, Rocker.
Let's get it.
You are listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians. Programming.